There's one phrase in particular I wanted to focus on from today's readings, and it comes from the first reading from the prophet Baruch. And it says, "Up, Jerusalem, look to the east, and see your children gathered from the east and west, rejoicing that they are remembered by God." I think that's a very powerful way for us to think of ourselves, that we are remembered by God. You know, at this very moment, God is thinking about us. We're in his thoughts, and so we are remembered at this very moment. And he knows every thought in our mind before we even think it. He's attentive to every prayer that we offer, and he never forgets us. You know, who else can we say that about in this world? You know, there's nobody that's thinking about us at every moment, at all times. But the Lord is. You know, sometimes people feel like God has forgotten them or abandoned them, just left them on their own to fend for themselves. And sometimes it's because, you know, people are facing struggles, they're facing trials, and they don't understand why God would allow those things. And so they say, you know, is God paying attention to this? You know, or sometimes it's because, you know, we keep falling into the same sins. You know, we pray for strength, but we keep falling into those sins and we get discouraged. And we wonder, has God forgotten us? Or sometimes it might be because we forgot or stopped praying. Or we don't have a meaningful life of prayer. And so we're not hearing or listening for God's voice on a regular basis, and we don't see the way that he's at work in our lives, and we might think that we're on our own. Now, years ago, I visited an elderly woman who was close to 100 years old, and all of her family members had passed away. All of her friends were deceased, and she asked me, "Has God forgotten that I'm here? Has he just left me here? Has he forgotten about me?" And I can't answer why God allowed her to live so long. I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that she's remembered by God, and that there was a purpose for every day of every year of her life. There was a reason. And our first reading is from Baruch, and it's one of the books that Martin Luther removed from the Old Testament. And so you'll find it in the Catholic Old Testament. But Protestant Bibles either won't have it in there at all, or they'll have it in there as an appendix. But Baruch was a scribe of the prophet Jeremiah. So his book is right after the prophet Jeremiah. And at the time that he's writing, the Israelites had been exiled and scattered across the entire world. You know, the Assyrians had come in first and wiped out the 10 northern tribes. And then the Babylonians came in and took over Jerusalem and Judea. So the Israelite people were spread across the entire world, and their nation was destroyed, and they were basically crushed. And so you have to imagine that their hope was faltering in God's promises. You know, God had promised, you know, special blessings to the people of Israel. And the people were wondering, how could these ever be fulfilled now that their nation was destroyed and they were scattered across the world? So they were wondering, has God forgotten us? But we hear in the first reading, the Lord says to his people, to his people Jerusalem, he says, "Look to the east and see your children gathered from the east and the west at the word of the Holy One." And so who is the Holy One? The Holy One is the Messiah. And so this is a prophecy of a coming Messiah. You know, we hear in the New Testament when Jesus is casting out a demon from an individual that the demon cries out, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And so the Holy One is a title for the Messiah. And when the Messiah comes, it says that he's going to gather God's children together from the east and the west. And so he's going to come from the east. He says, "Look to the east," because Jesus is going to return in glory from the east. And that he would gather all of God's children back together, even those who had been exiled to the far corners of the world. That prophecy is being fulfilled at this very moment. Because Jesus Christ established the church upon the 12 apostles, which were symbolic of the 12 tribes of Israel, that he was restoring the new Israel, the true Israel, and that he would gather his people together from the furthest corners of the world. And so the very fact that we're here today is a partial fulfillment of this prophecy. He has gathered us as his faithful people from the different parts of Logan County and the surrounding areas. He's gathered us together as part of the Catholic Church to the worship and adoration of God. And so this is part of the fulfillment of the prophecy that he made, that he would be drawing his people together from the ends of the earth into the new Jerusalem. And the complete fulfillment is going to come at the end of time when Jesus Christ returns in glory and all of his faithful people from all time will be gathered together in the new Jerusalem. And so what we can see is even against all odds, God was faithful and fulfilled his promise to the people of Israel. He did not forget them, and he has not forgotten us either. He's fulfilling his promise to us before our very eyes. And what we see today, right in this church, is a partial fulfillment of that promise. And so when we're discouraged and you know, it's easy for us to lose sight of God and to forget his promise. But when we look at what the Lord is doing and what the promises that he's made, it can give us confidence and assurance that he hasn't forgotten us and that he is going to fulfill every promise that he's made to us. You know, the Advent wreath is probably the most prominent symbol of the season of Advent. And we now have two candles lit. And these candles symbolize the light of Christ in the darkness. And as we light each succeeding candle, you know, it's a sign that the time draws closer and closer when our Lord will return. But it's also a sign to us of hope, that the Lord is fulfilling his promises. And just as he came 2,000 years ago, he's going to come again in glory. And so his coming is each day that we live is drawing nearer and nearer. And so the wreath is a sign of hope to us that he hasn't forgotten his promises and that we are remembered by God. And there will come a time where all of these promises are fulfilled. And we will look back and this world will be a distant memory. All the struggles and the trials that we've faced, it'll just be a memory. And we'll see the fulfillment of every promise that the Lord has made to us. And so as John the Baptist proclaims in the gospel, it's important for us to be prepared and to be ready and to never lose sight of the promises that the Lord has made. Because the fulfillment is happening at this very moment, and the complete fulfillment is drawing ever closer with each day that we live.